Have you ever pondered the malleability of your future? Is it a solid, unchanging path, or a fluid stream that alters with every decision we make? Consider the notion of the future as a fluid entity, shifting and twisting with each choice we make. It's not a straight line, but a river that we navigate, with unexpected turns and hidden depths. Philosophers like Nietzsche explored this concept in their work. In Thus Spoke Zarathustra, he introduces the idea of eternal recurrence, suggesting that we have the power to shape our own destinies, to reset, to change, to evolve. And yet there's a balance to be found. Consider Proverbs 16:9 from the Bible. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. It's a dance between human will and divine intervention. So we see that our future is not predestined, but shaped by our choices and actions, influenced by a higher power. Now, consider a man named John who felt trapped in a future he didn't want. John was like many of us, stuck in a monotonous job, living a life on repeat. But then he stumbled upon a philosophical masterpiece, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. This ancient text, filled with wisdom about self-reflection and inner peace, stirred something within him. John realized he was not trapped by his circumstances, but by his mindset. He took to heart the words found in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." A profound change began to take place. He started to question his beliefs, his actions, his very self. This introspection led to transformation. His job became not a trap, but a stepping stone to greater things. John's story shows us that change begins within ourselves. Our mindset shapes our reality. But what role do others play in our journey to change? Can we do it alone, or do we need a support system? It's worth pondering. You see, Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, spoke of the value of friendship and mutual growth, a sentiment mirrored in our daily lives. When we surround ourselves with a supportive community, we are more likely to stay on track, to stay motivated, and to reach our goals. Consider the words of Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Isn't that what having a support group is all about? Take John, for instance. His friends and family were his pillars, his safety net. They supported and motivated him, keeping him accountable in his journey. As we have seen, our future is not set in stone, but a river that changes course with each decision we make. We have the power to change, and with the support of others, we can navigate the currents of life towards a future we desire.